This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, hot dog cheating, food challenges, and power outages. We'll have that for you in just a minute.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian-approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes, so you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Five. Hi, and good morning, and welcome to the Mr. Insinuation Show. The show, let's go to the phones and just go to the phones, huh? Good morning, you're on the program.
Hello, Mr. Insinuation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have a... Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And it's with my wife.
Okay.
And... Well, she...
She's not letting you...
You know...
Or she's not giving you...
Well, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And,
oh, boy.
You know, I was wondering how long that would...
She's not doing the...
Yeah. And
Okay. Have you tried...
Yeah, we did that.
Okay. Have you tried this?
No, we haven't.
Okay.
Mr.
Now,
I.
Have you followed... Now, if you tried that, follow it up with one of these.
Okay.
And then immediately after that, give it one of these.
Okay.
Don't forget that.
All right. Well, thank you for every...
That ought to get you...
Well, yeah. Okay.
You know. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I see by the way, we have a shortened show today. And thanks for calling today. And it's been the Mr. Insinuation Show. Mm-hmm. The show...
You know.
Yeah.
Right on.
Sure.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We now return to the sports desk. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. This year's Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest has been marred with accusations of cheating. According to the New York Post, Nick Weary, husband of women's division champion Mickey Sudo, is suspected of using sleight of hand trickery during the July 4th contest to inflate his tally.
Don't they have judges right there?
Yeah.
On the day of the competition, Mr. Weary.
We all get weary.
What song is that?
That's a terrible Three Dog Night song. Isn't that the one?
Eli's coming. Is that Eli's coming? We all get weary. Anyway, he placed fourth after downing 46.75 hot dogs, but that figure later jumped to 51.75 on the official Major League Eating Results website. Two unnamed sources say Weary stole plates from another competitor's stack and put them in his own spot before allegedly demanding a recount.
What the hell?
Mr. Weary vehemently denies the accusation, saying, "I'd never cheat at a contest, regardless of why." Major League Eating is investigating the claim.
They should, yeah. I hope he didn't cheat.
They have a judge assigned to each individual participant, right?
I think they
stand
do.
Behind them. Yeah.
No, their palms can be greased, can't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. That's true.
So now we have cheating.
Bob paid for
cheating in junk sports.
But you cheated and you still got fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was worth it.
They're just so desperate that they've lost Joey Chestnut. Anything to keep getting publicity. Okay, let's just say we were in an eating contest.
Right.
What food would you pick?
Oh, man.
We'll start with you, Jess Hooker. In other words, it's going to be quantity of food eaten. What would you choose?
Quantity of food. I think wings would be on my list.
And wings, wings.
Yeah, that's what I was, just muscle memory wise, yeah, I can wings. Take down probably 25 wings.
I'd also go deviled eggs.
Oh.
Deviled eggs.
Yeah, I would. It's funny. I would go deviled eggs.
Yeah.
And those are delicious.
Josh, you're...
I would go maybe... this is just based on something we really enjoy. Is that it?
Yeah.
What you think you could eat the most of.
Eat most of?
Yeah.
Boy, that is tough. Jeez. I was going to say like egg rolls or pot stickers because I just love eating them so much.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, shrimp. I forgot about shrimp.
Yeah, that's always good.
Yeah,
shrimp. Joey Chestnut has told us that shrimp is the easiest by far to...
I believe that.
Eat massive quantities of because you digest it so quickly.
I'm going to go shrimp because it is delicious and it does seem lighter than other things.
Ace?
I would go shrimp, but I've also been, because of the Nathan's contest, I would love to do those mini, what do they call them?
Like a pig in a blanket?
The mini wieners, whatever they call.
Like cocktail weenies?
Yeah.
Like Vienna sausage?
Little Smokies? No, not that. Smokies. Yeah.
Little Smokies,
Smokies. Those are good. Yeah.
I think I would want to go, because you got to think about like the hot dog bun and the water effect. I would want to do grilled cheese with tomato soup, and that'll help me kind of soften the bread.
Okay.
And then if we're going speed, not quantity, I have won a burrito eating contest. I can do like a Chipotle or a Qdoba burrito under 45 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't seem easy.
Yeah, I did that. I did it. And there was a high school basketball game. Me and my buddies, we weren't there. We were eating Buffalo Wild Wings. And then I got this call being like, Willie, there's a food contest. We need you here right now. I mean, they called the best, you know?
Wow. That's right.
Wow.
Call
it. I got prepped, and then I headed over there, and I ate a burrito under 45 seconds. Everyone's cheering my name. I drank my competitor's water. It was awesome.
Oh, really rubbed it in.
One of the coolest days of my life, truly.
Wow. Now, if you did the grilled cheese thing, I think that's one of the ones the payback the next day would be tough.
Yeah.
You're going to be...
I think mine might be.
You're going to be bottled up.
Mine might be grilled cheese. I like grilled cheese.
But all that cheese, wouldn't your system shut down?
I don't know.
How many bags chips could you eat in a minute?
Like a standard bag of potatoes?
A standard bag.
Give them 5 minutes.
5 minutes. How many bags?
Six.
Do you really think that?
Six or seven.
Wait, the big bags. The big bags. Not the.
I don't know. Two or three.
What kind of chips would you go with?
You know, I like a Pringle every now and then.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm on Pringles. I can put a stack of those away.
I wonder how long to take down a tube of Pringles.
Yeah.
There's a lot of chips in there.
There are. I've given myself 3 minutes.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
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 3 minutes, stack of Pringles.
Yeah. Mm.
Which flavor?
I'm going with original.
I'm out there in the wilderness on my own. I like the barbecue Pringles.
Mm.
Okay.
And Warren and I have had Greg Warren, the comedian, we've had an extended conversation. He feels it's the official company line that they never got the barbecue flavor right for the Pringles potato
They did
chip.
Not nail it. But,
they did not nail
but
it.
They're but they're not bad.
But it's not bad.
Yeah.
I think cheese and cheddar are their number one flavor.
Cheesums are, yeah.
Sour
cream and onion is good. They have a ranch that's pretty good.
Mm. They do.
They have a honey mustard that's not bad. The honey mustard Pringle is pretty good.
The only eating contest I've ever been involved in, I came in third out of four. I did. It was not a good showing. It was a White Castle eating contest.
Ooh. Oh, no, I could put away some White Castle.
And I was the favorite. But I assumed, or I said I want cheeseburgers, not regular, and I think the cheese slowed me down.
Okay.
Really? All right.
Yes, everybody else was downing their sliders like no problem. I really had to chew.
I think that would slow you down.
Yeah, I had no idea.
They didn't have cheese on theirs?
No.
That is a marred. That's a marred competition. Yeah. It needs to be standard all the way around. You should sue them.
I'm the one who changed the rules, though. They went, you can have cheese.
They should have told you should still sue them. It was their fault.
You think I have a case?
They shouldn't have allowed you. That's malarkey.
You think I have a Crave case?
That's a Crave case.
Arnold versus White Castle. Brown versus Board of Education. Plessy Ferguson. The important cases.
If it were Arnold versus White Castle, I would settle in a heartbeat. About four free lunches. Deal.
Were you trying to talk trash with you know what? Give me cheese on mine, and then
I prefer them with cheese. I'll enjoy it better, and I'll eat them faster.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Me and my buddy, when we drove to college for the first time, he drove out with me, and we went to White Castle. We thought it'd be funny to do a whole Crave case in the car, and I mean, all the way through Kansas, we had burgers just at the. We ate all 30 of them. It was brutal.
Hey, boy, that's a lot.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of burgers,
15 a piece doesn't sound like that too many to me. That sounds about right.
I want to pull away from this discussion for a second because we have burgers in the news in a very unusual way. Specifically, the Whataburger.
That's a good burger.
I love that place. And, we go every time.
Yeah, in Texas. And they're in the news for a good reason. You want to tell them?
Fast food chain Whataburger's app has gone viral in the wake of Hurricane. What's this hurricane?
Beryl.
Okay. The hurricane has left 1.8 million utility customers in Houston, Texas without power. Hundreds of thousands of those people may remain without power for days. Houston is experiencing a heat wave with temperatures climbing into the mid-90s. Amid frustrations with the local utility company Counterpoint Energy, which doesn't offer an app, some Houstonians got creative with their attempts to track the power outage. They have turned to the Whataburger app. Whataburger is a San Antonio-based fast food chain with 127 stores in the Houston area. On the Whataburger app, users can see a map of Whataburger's locations with an orange logo indicating that the store is open and a gray logo meaning it's closed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so we were talking about this earlier this morning. And one of Jeff Oskey's buddies texted him saying that's how he found out if he had power in his neighborhood. He went on the Whataburger. It's the word's getting out.
Yeah, cool.
When the Whataburger app no power yet, I can tell because of Whataburger.
Yeah.
And there's what is the other one I'm trying to think? Isn't it like the Waffle House
Index?
Yeah. Am I getting that right?
Yes.
Is that?
It was how bad the weather would be is whether or not a Waffle House would be open.
Oh, okay.
Because they never close.
Gotcha.
Huh.
So if you knew it was going to be bad if the Waffle Houses were closed.
Yeah, so still a lot of power outages in the Houston area. So, anyway, it's kind of cool, kind of good to know.
Yeah, that's a great resource.
Smart, yeah. And why not grandma?
And Taco Bell, you can find out where people have gas.
Instead
of electricity.
First off, the Taco Bell app has a lot of good offers. You should all have the Taco Bell app. I will say, turn the notifications off, because when you're in public and the ding goes off on your phone in front of your friends, it's quite recognizable. They call you fat for a while. It sucks.
It's clearly that Taco Bell dong.
Everyone goes, Griswold, why do you have the app? And I go, because now I know chalupas are on sale. So
wonderful. Yeah. That's almost better than your Red Lobster email that you used to get.
The Fresh Catch, please.
You still get it?
I do. Yes.
Are they still? There's Red Lobster still out there.
Did you guys have the story a couple weeks ago that they were offering?
Yes.
Flava Flaves?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
What was the story?
I thought it was story when I first saw it, but because I heard they closed.
Flava Flav is in the news for two things. One, he is the hype man.
Yes.
Remember this?
Women's water polo?
Yes. Yeah, for women's water polo. And it's a real deal. I just read yesterday that he's signed a 5-year contract.
I played water polo for my freshman year, and my horse kept drowning.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah, you got to.
Well, he had me for a second.
That's why you were out sophomore year. That's
That's right.
But
I took it hard.
Flava, Mr. Flav.
Dixie.
He is in the news. What was it again?
It's a special platter of like his lobster.
Yeah, it was something like Flava Flav's favorite Flav's or something.
Yeah.
And it was a platter that you could get. It was a lot.
Yeah.
Crab legs, lobster tails.
Oh, jeez.
It was like the a king's meal.
Yeah.
But he, nice. but it's official. But the larger point is the Red Lobster, they haven't all closed. They had, I guess they closed some of them down.
Is the one by us still open?
Yes.
It is?
Yep.
Oh.
It is.
You guys want to go?
In fact, there's a now hiring sign.
Are you telling me something?
I am. I would like you to work there part-time so that I can get a discount.
I bet you you would always order a double scampi.
No, it's a pick three, and she'd go, what would you like? And I'd go, scampi, scampi, scampi.
Yeah, hell yeah. I would do the pick three, and I would get double clam strips.
Oh, there you go.
And the thing about it was some servers were very accommodating because clam strips was not one of the options at all.
Oh,
nice. And I would have to tell some, hey, Helen last week allowed this to happen.
You did that.
Now, Josh, isn't it true that you have a summer home on Cheddar Bay?
I do, yes. I own property on Cheddar Bay.
Okay. Oh, here's the official story. I'll read it. This is from the Associated Press. Rapper Flavor Flav.
Real name, William Jonathan Drayton Jr.
Wow.
Mr. Flav, who's the guy, he's notorious for having the huge clock around mm-hmm. his neck at all times.
Boy, yeah, boy.
He has teamed up with Red Lobster, according to the Associated Press. Patrons can sink their claws into Flava. Is it Flava or Flavor?
Flava.
It's Flava Flav.
It's Flava. Yeah.
I know way too much about him. For like 6 years when I was a kid on VH1, he was on a reality show, and then he had a dating reality mm-hmm. show, and then it was just him and one girl. I know. He's the man.
Was he the one who was inexplicably married or dating Brigitte Nielsen?
They were in a relationship for years. Yeah.
So there was a show where there was celebrities in the house. That's where they met. And then Flavor and Brigitte had their own show of just the two of them.
Yeah.
And then there was Flavor of Love, where he tried to find love. Mm-hmm. And it's hard in this world, Josh.
It is.
Well, especially when you're Flavor Flav.
The way they pronounce it, or the way they spell it Flavor Flav.
Oh, okay.
So it's
maybe
not,
it is Flavor.
I don't think so.
In any it's Mr. Flav, as the New York Times would call him.
Yes.
The special feature at Red Lobster is Maine lobster tail, snow crab legs, garlic shrimp scampi, and bacon mac and cheese, plus a choice of a side in case that isn't enough.
Holy cow.
Wow.
So it's that, by the way, you have to ask for it. You have to ask your server for the Flavor Flav special.
Oh, it's not on the menu.
No.
Okay.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's real
fun. But it is official. This is from a press release from Red Lobster.
Oh, so, yeah.
He's the mayor of Flavortown, of course.
No. It's Guy Fieri.
Fieri's the mayor of Flavortown.
Well, he's just been ousted.
Oh, my gosh. There's been a coup.
By Mr. Flav.
Well, maybe so.
The ironic thing is his restaurant's closed.
Flavor Flav had restaurants?
Chicken places.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he looked at his watch, but time for bankruptcy. Would that be intimidating, having that clock all the time?
Would you ever walk up to him and go, excuse me, sir, do you have the time?
Yeah, suppose it's right.
I don't know.
Suppose he keeps it up to...
I bet it's right twice a day. Don't you think, John? Yeah. Even a broken clock.
Isn't there a rule? Aren't you supposed to keep broken clocks at 8:20?
No,
1:50,
I thought it was. 10 to 2.
I thought it had something to do with when Lincoln died or something.
If you look, the legend is, I always thought it was like some art directors, it looked better.
Oh, that's interesting.
But the time's supposed to be 1:50 or 8:20.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
And we should be celebrating Lincoln's murder anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
do they do 4:20 on like Porky's or something?
Nice.
I don't know, Tom.
Now we all know the best time is 6:30, hands down.
Hands down.
Oh my gosh.
That counts.
You snuck one in.
That's it. That's it.
That's it. Now we don't have to do it.
That's the meal.
That's it.
Wait a minute. I'm getting a ruling that does not count.
Oh, those judges are tough, but fair.
You got to go to New York on this one.
It's back to the sports desk.
Actually, the sports is all wrapped up.
We're done?
Yeah, we're done. Okay. We're through.
Well, I just wanted to congratulate Whataburger for helping out the folks in Houston.
Yes.
So nice.
Yeah.
With all the problems that they're having with...
Godspeed to the utility companies down there.
Post-barrel, dealing with a lot of very difficult problems. What's coming up in the news, Jess Hooker?
Well, we have an update on the Margarita Funnel Couple. Ooh, that was bad. Close.
Margarita, that fun and couple.
Remember, whenever we start with the pho,
we get
very, very cautious.
So that had the pho and the cob.
Yeah. You gotta have a distinct pause there. Yeah, this is the couple that the guy.
The butt luge.
The butt luge in the restaurant.
Yes.
Other people were around, and yeah, it's a video. And
we have an update on the couple.
Love's in the air.
And I thought fajitas drew attention. But man, someone butt chugs had a table. Everybody looks your way.
Yeah.
Do you like the fajitas or they bring this to the...
I liked it a little more... When I'm already, thanks to you, anytime I'm at a restaurant, I'm already a show. So I like some, right. I love the fajitas.
Josh Arnold's here. Check it out.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I bet he's going to eat.
Oh, look at him eating. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, watch him lie.
You ruined Costco for me. I can't take any of the samples I want. Oh, yeah, of course he's getting some.
Yeah, Josh Arnold, he always lies since it's his birthday so he can get a free cake.
Have you seen the guy, by the way,
thanks to you.
Have you seen the guy, the viral video, he plays a trombone and he uses it as a sound effect for, well, like, if you see, for instance, a big guy walking in, you go, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, he's just on the street.
He's just on the street. He plays the trombone, and then his mom is in one of those little chairs, and he goes, wah, wah.
Well, oh, that's great.
It's hilarious.
We'll have to find it and
link
to it.
He's a busking bully.
He's a busking.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.